We're dropping right now at 10 minutes after 7, and we're doing the John Landecker Pick 'em Pool. It just makes sense. We're going to see how we're doing with the NFL this year, who's picking, who's right, who's wrong. That would include Paul Papst. Hello there, Paul.
John, good to be with you. And it's been, you know, it's been a really fun season being on your show because, like, not only do we get to do picks, but this has been just the most surreal Bears season. And it's almost like when you're in it, you don't realize how surreal it is. Like, I was talking to a friend who lives in Arizona, and he has to follow the Cardinals. He goes, every Bears game is completely dramatic. Like, there's never been a boring game, and it's fascinating.
Well, it really, I mean, it really came home against Green Bay. I mean, you might have been interested in thinking that, oh, you know, they always pull it out towards the end. Well, this was this was divine intervention, according to OB. I mean, it was, there were too many, and by the way, Eli Burke is here, too. Good evening, Eli.
Hi.
So the deal is, though, that there were so many things that happened. There was the onside kick that was recovered, and the play-by-play guys couldn't get over the fact, it's a 3%, only 3%, 3%. Then there was the final pass of the regular time at, from Jahdae Walker. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Jahdae Walker.
Yeah, he's an undrafted rookie. And Eli told me that's the second pass he ever caught. The first was early in the game.
He's got two more receptions than you and I do. And it's so fascinating to go back and look at that game because any series of things didn't happen and the Bears would have had an ugly loss. I mean, like a real bad loss.
Right.
And you know, the onside kick, like you said, nobody even tries it anymore because it's almost useless. And then, you know, like Cairo Santos hitting those two field goals where he had to bend it like a golf shot. Malik Willis in overtime fumbles a snap on fourth down, gives the Bears the ball back. Yeah. The Bears on a first down, instead of just running the ball, which they were doing fine, they go for this end zone pass, which is probably not the smartest play at the time, but when it works out, it's always a smart play.
Indeed. When it works out, it's always a smart play. Now, I'm saying that the whole psyche of Chicago shook that night. There were some videos of people reacting to the victory that were like on YouTube and on TV stations. This guy is actually going through a door. I mean, he punches out a door. Okay. You'll hear him punch out the door. He's screaming. You'll hear this crash. He is actually putting his fist through a door. Then he comes back. Then he comes running into the door again. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And then we have, guess who, Eli Burke, sitting in the stands at Soldier Field at his very his very first Bears game. And here's his reaction, lady. Here we go. Come on in.
Let's go! Come on!
I got my voice back. No worries.
Yeah, awesome.
John, it's never going to get better for Eli. No. He peaked.
Yeah, really.
Last week we were talking, and Paul, you said if they lose, I'm never invited back. Do I get the invite for Week 18 against the Lions?
You're locked in. If I'm the Bears, I make sure you go to every game going forward. Yeah.
Me and Pete Crow Armstrong. the Bears are 2-0 with him on the sidelines as well.
It's surreal. Well, John, you're going to remember back in the 80s when, you know, there's been some signature Bears regular season wins. This wasn't a playoff win. If you remember the 85 season, I think they beat the Cowboys 44-0.
Yes.
And that was not a close game. That was a blowout. But I remember beating the most popular team in America, them and the Steelers, 44-0. I remember sitting on my couch going, oh, the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah. I can remember little Paulie Papst at age 13 going, they beat the Cowboys 44-0. They're going. And there's going to be a generation of people, no matter what happens this season, they'll remember that game on Saturday.
Yep. It's etched in Bears lore and history forever. You know, we better get to these picks.
Yes.
Because we've got to hook up with Charlie and the Blackhawks pregame at 7:30. And then, of course, they're going to play hockey at 8. But before we start, I think we better take a break, and then we'll be back. By the way, we're going to come back with a very significant piece of NFL history that happened on this day, right after this on 720 WGN. Yeah, and that, of course, is the Immaculate Reception. And this is its anniversary, so I thought I'd play that. Okay, We got to get to these picks because we're running out of time. We're up against the clock. Somebody take control of the show. It's not me.
Well, let's get a score update in real quick. Okay. Where we last left off, Paul, you had a rough week going 6-10. I got some good news for you. You turned it around and went 11-5 this past week. The bad news is, so did John and myself. So we all tied at 11-5. We were only split on two games, so the standings are exactly where they were a week ago. The producers team is in first place. John, you're one game back. Paul, you're three games behind John. We got 2 weeks left in the season, so a whole lot of football to be played. We got a triple header on Christmas Day. First up, the Dallas Cowboys head to Washington to take on the Commanders. I'm going to start since we're in first place. I've got the Cowboys in that one.
I'll take Cowboys. I'll go as well.
I got the Cowboys. Their offense is good.
Yeah, everyone's on the Cowboys there. In NFC North battle, the Detroit Lions are taking on the Minnesota Vikings, who are having some more quarterback issues. I've got the Lions on the road. John, over to you.
Same here. Same here, Lions.
Yeah, Lions, no problem. They need it even to have a chance.
And capping off Christmas night, we got the Broncos taking on the Chiefs. The Chiefs have really struggled, especially in the loss of Patrick Mahomes, and the Broncos have just been hot, hot, hot. I've got Denver in that one.
Look at that Chiefs record. At the beginning of this season, did you ever think you would see Kansas City Chiefs 6-9? Yeah. That's unbelievable, and I think it's going to be 6-10 after Denver
beats
them.
Winning by 21 points.
Yeah,
Broncos big in that one. We have a pair of games on Saturday at the Houston Texans, who are 10-5, will take on the 11-4 LA Chargers. Really big battle there. I'm going for Houston. Paul, who you got?
Wow, this is tough. I'm going to go to the Chargers. They fixed a little bit lately. I'm going Chargers, close one.
I'm taking Chargers, too.
Chargers is the pick for John. On Saturday night, we have the Baltimore Ravens looking to stay alive in the AFC North fight, taking on the Packers, who are trying to keep those playoff hopes in shape. I've got Green Bay in that one. John, who do you have?
I do, too. The Ravens just, they don't have it like they've had it in the past.
Yeah, Ravens, Lamar's injured. They're not special. Packers need this one to stay alive.
Packers quarterbacks are still banged up from Saturday's game. We'll keep an eye on them throughout the week. On Sunday, we have another packed slate. The Arizona Cardinals at 3-12 taking on the 5-10 Cincinnati Bengals. I've gone for Cincinnati. Paul, who do you got?
Yeah, Bengals, no problem. Joe Burrow's really ticked off the last half of the season.
Absolutely.
I'll take the Bengals, too.
It's a sweep for Cincinnati. In the AFC North, we have the 9-6 Steelers coming off a big win against Detroit, taking on the 3-12 Browns. I've got the Steelers winning that one. John, what about you?
Oh, yeah. The end of that Pittsburgh-Detroit game, that was really weird.
What a finish.
That's all I got to say right now.
Yeah, that was terrible for the Lions. They're getting further from the Super Bowl, and if I'm a Lions fan, I'm really freaking out. I'm going Pittsburgh.
John, who was your pick there?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is a sweep for all of us. Two teams. The Saints are really starting to figure it out late in the season. They're 5-10. They're taking on the 3-12 Titans. I've gone for New Orleans. Paul, what about you?
Just to mix it up, I'm going with the Titans.
Well, just to mix it back, I'll go with the Saints.
We're mixing it up there, and we got an AFC South battle. Had a lot on the line the first time those teams met. The Colts have had a bit of a fall off. They're 8-7. They're going to be hosting the Jaguars, who are 11-4. I have taken Jacksonville in that one. John, what about you?
Yes, it's nice to watch Phillip Rivers, but he's not going to win.
Yeah, I would love to pick Rivers to get a win. The Colts defense was horrible the other day. Jaguars are rolling. The Jaguars.
I talked about my fantasy team last week. We came up just short, and Phillip Rivers at pick six wasn't enough to get me over the edge. So I'm eliminated. So I'm focusing only on the picks now. We only got a few left. The Bucks and the Dolphins battle in Florida. I have gone for Tampa Bay in that one. John, what about you?
I'm with you, Tampa Bay.
I'm going to go against Tampa Bay. I'm going to go against it just to mix it up because Tampa's had a rough run.
All right.
They really, really have. It's been ugly games for the Bucks. Maybe they can clean it up with 2 weeks left. The Patriots are looking really, really strong right now. They're 7-0 on the road, and they travel to the Jets, who have just struggled and struggled. Justin Fields is now out for the year, they announced today. Wow. I have gone for New England easily in that one. Paul, what about you?
I would pick the Patriots, and I'd bet a finger on it.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll have your hand. It will be you'll have a complete hand after the game's over because I'm taking the Patriots, too.
And from what is probably the easiest pick of the week to, in my mind, the most difficult, we have the Seattle Seahawks, who hold the one seed in the NFC, taking on the plucky Carolina Panthers, who are just really good at beating good teams. I've gone for Seattle, but was really on the fence. John, what about you?
I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah. Oh man. This one's tough. Seattle. I think Panthers are decent. Too much of a task here. I'm going Seattle.
And we have a battle of between 2 and 13 powerhouses. The New York Giants taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. I've gone for the Giants. John, what about you?
This is, you know, if two teams are that bad and they have equal records, it's like almost as tough to pick somebody as if they were both 13 and 2.
They should just flip a coin.
2 and 13. Who did you take?
I took New York.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take New York.
Well, here's the thing. Neither of these teams want to win. They both would like to lose so they could get the number one pick of the draft.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, the best thing for either of these teams would be to lose the next two games, but you can't tell the players that.
Right.
I think I'm going to go with the Raiders just because they had a little spark last week, and of course they'll blow the number one pick by winning this game.
We've got just three games left in that one. Oh, actually, I do want to change something. We did pick Indianapolis over Jacksonville. We are split on that one. Wanted to keep the record straight.
Wow,
just three games left in that in our Sunday slate, or two in Sunday, one on Monday. The Eagles and the Bills, big matchup between division or playoff hopefuls. The Eagles have won their division already. They're 10-5, and I've got them losing to Buffalo. Paul, what about you?
I'm going to go with the Bills because they had a little bit of a scare last week against the Browns. I think they'll be a little cleanup on aisle five. Bills win.
Same here. Bills.
On Sunday Night Football, the Bears head out west to San Francisco. The site of the Super Bowl may be getting a little bit of some scouting done early, but they're going to have a tough game against the 49ers. Both teams at 11-4. I, of course, have gone for the Bears.
Definitely. Come on. Got to.
I'm telling you, this is as tough of a pick all season. The way the offense for the Niners looked last night, that's the best they've looked in a year.
Yeah, five TDs for
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
Their defense is not special. Their offense is really good. I think the Bears have two extra days of rest and health and are going to realize that they can't blow it now. They can't let their chance to host a playoff game go away, and they're going to realize how important this is. It's both teams have a chance to win the entire NFC, and which is surreal if you said that 2 months ago. I'm going to go with Bears and with 30 seconds left for the field goal.
Okay.
Oh, another dramatic game. Yeah. What else is new with this team?
Of course.
On wrapping up our Week 17 slate on Monday Night Football, we have the 11-4 Rams taking on the 6-9 Falcons. I've gone for L.A. Paul, what about you?
I'm going to go L.A. The Falcons are up and down, and this, I think L.A. is going to cruise into the playoffs after this one.
I am also in the L.A. camp.
I think that's also one of the higher point spreads of the weekend. We've got a couple more lopsided ones, but that's definitely one to keep an eye out for on Monday night. But that wraps up our slate, and we got a lot of movement can be made in the standings this week.
Yeah, we nailed that segment.
Yeah, we did.
Look at us, a bunch of pros.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well,
John, before we let you go, I do want to ask you.
Yes.
I'm trying to come up with a better single moment in the past. You know, I guess you couldn't say you got to take away like Cubs in the World Series.
Okay.
Or the Bears in the playoffs, but a regular season sports moment in Chicago, I think that's going to be tough to beat the Caleb pass to DJ Moore.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the Cubs winning the World Series. There was that whole thing where with the rain delay, and then they had to come back out, and then they won, right?
So this is regular season. I'll throw one out there. What? You know, this is a regular season game. Different one when Kerry Wood had 20 strikeouts and his fifth or sixth start for the Cubs.
Right.
I remember going, oh my God, we found the next Roger Clemens. And that, you know, it didn't work out completely like that, but that was a regular season game where I'll never forget it.
You know, I got to tell you, I was working and doing a morning show at the time, and my producer was Rick Kempfer, who maybe some of you know. And we were fired, so to speak. The station let us go, which Rick was always grateful for because he was able to go to the Cubs game and watch Kerry Wood. So, you know, there's a silver lining to that. Yeah.
You can find another job. You can't see Kerry Wood strike out 20.
Absolutely. Jobs come and go. Totally. But come on. Iconic sports moments only live once, and then maybe on ESPN with reruns and things of that nature. But you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Oh, I can't tell you, by the way, how many times I have watched the last 10 minutes of the Bears-Green Bay game.
I have.
It's like, you know, I'm feeling, what should I do now? I know. I'm going to watch the end of that game again.
John, I woke up on Sunday morning, and you know how sometimes you wake up and it takes like a minute to know where you're at or what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I woke up, I was like, did that game actually happen last night? It was like a rush of water hit my – I went downstairs, put on NFL Network, and rewatched the entire fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got about a minute. Paul, thanks for being with us tonight. We'll get together again somewhere down the road, close to the new year. Have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday for you and yours.
Merry Christmas to Eli, to Jack, John, to you, Ashley, everyone there at WGN. It's been great to be on this year. I know we have a little ways to go, but it's been a really fun 2025 hanging out with you guys.
It's been awesome.
Likewise. And also congrats to Eli for handling all the sports today, man.
Oh, thank you.
How about it?
That was a blast.
You know, we got Jack working it. We got Eli working it. And then every once in a while they go, oh, yeah. Am I on Landecker's show tonight? Yes, you are. Especially the ones that are only 30 minutes long.
I wouldn't all miss right.
it. Okay, so that wraps it up. Back again on Monday at 8 o'clock with a food fight. Ashley and I are going to battle between Canada Dry and Werner's Ginger Ale. See you then.